MDNTV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDNTV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast, The Undeniable Choice.
It's sundown. The day has just begun. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes, This is MDN Shows and Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners, viewers around the world. Beat us in the comments. We are live there. Engage, ask questions, share this podcast, share this broadcast. Tell everybody it's happening right now. Tell you what. We have stories that connect us, stories that persuade us. I mean, our brains are built to learn from stories. And leaders, students, professionals, business people can use stories to influence, teach, and inspire. And today, my guest will be showing us how to break out of the sea of sameness with this part, with the power of storytelling. Imagine, have you ever heard of that? Well, we're about to learn together and find out right after this.
MDNTV, the podcast. Be abreast. With now, never miss a thing with MDNTV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast, The Undeniable Choice.
The Undeniable Choice, indeed. For today is Aaliyah Harris, the founder of Flourish Marketing. Look. She's very, very talented. There's so much about her. And I'll allow her to tell us about that part of her life. But today, she's going to help us learn the power of storytelling and how to use it. Don't you want to stand out? I don't want to sound like everybody else. Let's say, for example, you have a podcaster and you have everybody who sounds like you doing the very same thing you're doing. Don't you want to stand out? Well, my guest joins me now to help us learn how to do exactly that. Aaliyah, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes and for your wisdom and for sharing yourself with the world. Welcome once again, and please tell our viewers, who is Aaliyah Harris and what do you do? Aaliyah?
Hi.
Thanks to you now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Hi, everyone. My name is Aaliyah Harris. I am the founder and CEO of Flourish Marketing. At Flourish Marketing, we help you get radically authentic, step one, and then we help you take that radical authenticity, who you really are deep inside, who your business is, how you need to show up in the world, and we craft that into a theft-proof story. Theft-proof because no one else can take it. You are unique and your story is unique once we dive in. Once we develop your story, we then write it into everything so that you show up the same way and attract the people who you are meant to attract. Those who want to hear from you because of the way that you position your brand, your service, and your message. We take your story and we put it into emails and blogs and social media and all over your website, just so that when you go out into the world to make money, you are able to attract exactly those clients who you love working with, not the ones who you say, oh, I'm so tired of working with this person. No, the ones who you can't wait to pick up the phone call and talk to. That's my job.
Incredible. What inspired you to go after storytelling? Why storytelling?
Aaliyah? Storytelling kind of found me. One of my friends recommended that I read a book that I recommend that you all read, which is called Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Girl, I read this book and I actually listened to it first while I was driving. Then as soon as I got home, because it was a longer drive, I bought the book. And then I had to buy another copy of the book because my first hard copy of the book was highlighted yellow so much that, you know, if you highlight everything, nothing's important. It was amazing. Yes. It was truly foundational. And then I found out that you could go and be trained and become certified in the StoryBrand SB7 framework, the methodology that they use in the book. So at the time I was working for a large company and they paid for me to go fly to Nashville, Tennessee from California to be certified over a week. And because I realized after listening and reading and being certified that I was doing marketing wrong the entire time. At that point in time, I had been a marketer for like 10 years and now I've been a marketer for like 14 years. And I had been taught, you know, all the frameworks, et cetera, what are the features, what are the benefits, but everything that we marketed really was about us. How do we talk about ourselves in a way that is cool? And that's not how you actually make money. The way you make money is by talking about the problems of your ideal client and how your service will help them feel better, look better, act better. You know, how that will, it will make them more money. It will make them more popular. It will raise their status. How can you solve their number one problem while at the same time staying true to who you are and your zone of genius and how you deliver your service in a way that no one else can? That's how I moved into story. Because if you think about a story, you're not interested until there's a problem, right? So say one of your girlfriends or your friends comes up to you and is like, "Ooh, girl, let me tell you what happened yesterday. So-and-so's car blew up." And you're like, "What? Tell me more," right? You're instantly hooked. Like, someone's car blew up. You have all of the questions. How did it blow up? Why did it blow up? Why are you telling me about it? Are they okay? Right? Like, all of the questions come to your mind because you started with a problem. The problem was the car blew up. Most of the time in our marketing, what we do is we start off by saying, not that the car blew up, but yes, we make fine car parts for cars that need to be reconstructed. Okay, well, that's not nearly as exciting, right? You're like, that just fades into the background because you didn't start off with the problem. You didn't hook me into your story. I'm not riveted sitting on my seat. Or if you just want drone on and on about car parts and how to rebuild a car and how to buy a new car and the car buying process, no one cares. No one cares because there's no problem. People also make the assumption that your clients know what their problem is. Let me tell you right now, they do not know what their problem is. They think they know. They think they know what their problem is, but they really do not. And it's your job, your duty, if you will, to articulate their problem back to them. So if their car blowing up, they're gonna know what their problem is. But let's take another example. And you have someone who is wanting to, you're a landscape architect, and which means you help their front yards look better and their backyards look better, right? And let's say that your original website talks about, we have grass mowing for this amount of money per month. We can take care of your flowers for this amount of money per month. Wah, 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 wah. No one's listening. But if you say, and you start off with, we can make it so that you will have the best house on the block and you will finally be able to beat the Joneses next door. All of a sudden I'm listening because I've been trying to beat the Joneses with my hedges for 3 years now, and they seem to just always have a better lawn. Or if I say, you know what, your status in the neighborhood is dropping as much as your flowers are drooping. Let's work on that so that you can, when you walk around the neighborhood, people don't give you that dirty look of why are you lowering our property values, right? That's when you're starting to get into something that is exciting and people pay attention to because it touches on a problem that you can solve for them. It's not just features and benefits. That's why I got into storytelling, because it works better than all the other types of marketing I've come across in my over a decade of experience.
Wow. The world is looking for solution providers. So I can imagine if you hook them with the problem, you've got them, because that will be followed with the solution. Now, so many questions really come to my mind, and I'm trying by all means to separate them. How do you separate the gossip from the story, or what is the difference? Or maybe the real question should be, what is the power of storytelling? And what is the story that one ought to be telling, either you're a business person, a leader, a professional, whatever sphere of the world you are in? Aaliyah?
The power of story is has a couple of different elements. Story is a sense-making device. It helps you to understand the world. We speak in story. Cave people were drawing on their walls in story. It's how we communicate. But then all of a sudden, when we are trying to sell someone something, or we're trying to talk to someone about something, we lose story, we lose narrative, when we just start listing bullet points. Story is how our brain functions. So when you use the power of story, you're working with the way that the human brain works. Story also provides clarity. Have you ever, you know, been at a holiday dinner and your uncle so-and-so is just going on and on and on, and you're like, what? How did we start off with him back in 1979? Now he's talking about this cousin that he's had in 2006. And now we're talking about how he likes wine out of the jug and not the box. And what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. That's not a true story. That's just like a brain dump. Story has a framework. Story, you start off with what someone wants. Then you talk about the problem that gets in the way of them getting what they want and how that problem makes them feel. Then you enter into the story as the guide to bring them from where they are to where they want to be, with a plan that they can follow to a successful outcome and avoid failure. That's the structure of a story. And that structure is also articulated in Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. When you use that power of story, if you notice, there's only really one section that's about you, and it's called the guide section. It's a section where you are demonstrating empathy and authority in how you are speaking. You're saying, hey, I understand what you're going through because I've helped hundreds of clients go through it before. I understand what you're going through because I've gone through it myself. I understand what you're going through because I've done the research, and I'm here to help. I have X number of years of experience. I've been featured in these publications, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can help you. I understand what you're going through, and you can trust me to help. That's really the only way and reason you should be talking about yourself. Always remember that if you are a narcissist, narcissists are broke. However, you're talking to narcissists with short attention spans, right? Your clients are narcissists with short attention spans. Is it about me? Can you make it about me again? How did you make it about me? Because I missed it. And you made it about me about 2 seconds ago, but I need you to make it about me again because I wasn't listening. That's how your marketing should speak. You weave in who you are by fitting yourself into their story. Your goal is to show that you are an integral part of their story. They cannot have success in the journey that they are on without you. And then all of a sudden, the words you use about yourself are not just, I like dogs and Starbucks, and it's like, who cares? They're words that really lift you up and raise yourself to a higher level, because you are showing that you are the expert, the helpful expert that can take them to where they want to go.
Yes. Oh, that's powerful. Tell us about some of the benefits of storytelling.
It's a lot easier when you have a framework to create marketing assets. You're not just poking around willy-nilly. You will attract people who you can articulate their problem. So if you're attracting the wrong kind of person right now, think about the problem you're articulating on your website. Are you are you wanting to get people with more money, but you're articulating a problem for broke people? I did this, so I'm not blaming you, nor am I judging you. My original website, that at the very top, it said, make good money doing what you love. Now, that sounds cool, right? Until you really think about that, and you're like, well, make good money doing what you love. That kind of means that you're not making any money right now, which means that you can't really get money.
Yes.
That's what that translated into. So I was dealing with a wonderful people, not everybody, but I was getting a lot of wonderful people who had no money because I was going to help them make money doing what they love. Now on our website, it's, you know, go from a leader to a legend, meaning you are already making money and you're trying to make more money and you're trying to leave your mark in the industry by communicating your unique story. It's very different. Whose fault was it that I was attracting broke people? My fault. Because that's the problem I was articulating.
Wow.
So if you're looking at yourself and you're frustrated, oh man, because people always blame it on the people that come to them. Like it's somehow everyone else's problem, everyone else's fault, but yours. It's your fault. It's the words you're using. Look at the words you're using and who would that attract?
Yeah. That's all I can say. blown away, like literally blown away. How long have you been doing this? Did it take you a long or short route to get here? I mean, what are some of the mistakes that storytellers or wannabe storytellers are making out there? I mean, that's three in one. Aline?
Yeah, you make a lot of storytellers make the mistake of thinking stories have to be very long. A story just needs a problem, a way to get to the solution and the solution. So you can tell a story in like two sentences. So for example, your one-liner that you tell people about what you do and how you do it is a mini story. My one-liner is, if you continue to mimic the journeys of your peers and idols, you'll fade into a sea of sameness and never reach your potential. That's the problem. The second part of it is, at Flourish Marketing, we help our empire-building clients stand out from the crowd through radically authentic messaging strategy and copywriting that transform them from leaders to legends. In that sense, I talk about how I get you to your transformation, what your goal is, and what you will look like when you're transformed, right? So that's a mini story. I have a problem. I have the journey we're going to go on together, and I have the end of the journey and what that could look like for you when we've gone on the journey together. That is a story. It was two sentences, right? Each word is crafted and chosen to do a job, but it's two sentences. The mistakes that people make is being too verbose. The other mistake that I see, and I'll just mention it again, is talking about yourself too much, right? I talk about what we do, but it's what we do to help you, right? Not just what we do. Yeah, I write words. We have strategy, blueprints. We, you know, have coaching calls. That's true, but you don't understand how that helps you, but from the way that I framed it. So that's another mistake that people make. And the third mistake that people make is thinking that they do not have a story to tell. Everyone has a story to tell. I don't care if you think that what you do is the most boring thing in the whole wide world, but you love it and you think everyone else thinks it's boring. You have a story to tell. I don't care if you're like, well, I'm a doctor and I just, you know, all doctors have the same story. I'm a lawyer. All lawyers have the same story.
Yes.
No. Yes. Every story is different. That's why we focus on radically authentic marketing strategy and messaging, because when you dive in past the surface, you unearth the richness of your unique story. And that is how you attract people that you want to work with who can pay you the money that you deserve. Because you can have a med spa, for example, and you do Botox and you do Juvederm and cool sculpting and you make people look good. And a lot of med spas lead with, we have this price. We won't make you look weird. We won't freeze your face and paralyze your face with the Botox. And it's like, that's not a story. I would ask questions to the med spa owner of, well, why did you get into this? You know, well, I got into it because I'm just making something up here. I got into it because I am a woman of color and the Botox and the fillers, most people thought it was only for people who were not women of color. And I got into it to show that we, you know, can be refreshed while still natural and have our natural glow at the same time, because that was a story that wasn't being told. Oh, now we can work on that. Now the website copy starts talking about women of color, starts talking about how we, you know, have a phrase, at least in the States, black don't crack, but what happens when you actually do start cracking and then you get pissed, right? Not every black woman in her 50s, 60s, and 70s look like she's in her 20s. You know, that's a myth, right? What happens when your friends are looking great and wonderful and you're like, oh, well, but I actually am embarrassed about it. I actually really do want some lip fillers. I don't have full lips just because I'm black. Yes. I don't have full lips, right? And the story starts developing on the problems that you can solve just by diving in a little bit more deeply into why you're doing what you're doing. And now all of a sudden, you have the premier med spa for women of color in your area who's focused on uplifting beauty of all kinds, right? That's how you stand out. Not just a med spa and we're going to shoot your face with Botox and call it a day, right? There's a big difference.
Oh, this is definitely a science we all have to learn. And it doesn't matter who you are. We all have a story to tell. Well, mine starts with laughter.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast. With now, never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast.
The undeniable choice is still Aaliyah Harris. Thank you for staying on. If you have just joined us, we're talking about how to break out of the sea of sameness with the power of storytelling. Stand out, make the enemy shake in his boots. Look, Aaliyah, before we went on a break, you just set this house on fire, and now let's take it a notch higher. Take us through how, and I love it. You say, okay, yes. Tell us how we can tell captivating stories that will differentiate us from the competition. And, you know, from being a speaker, being a podcaster, being a teacher, a leader, a politician, a pastor. I mean, whatever sphere of the world you are in, Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm. So, when you tell a story, I recommend you go through three steps. You don't start off, first of all, sitting at your computer typing up the story. You want to start off by your journal and your handwriting and maybe some meditation to figure out what's been holding you back from telling this story this entire time. What's been holding you back from showing up as your true self? What's been holding you back from doing what you really want to do or how you really want to communicate? Is it shame? Is it embarrassment? Is it a lack of forgiveness for yourself or others? Is it judgment of yourself or others? That's a big one. Is it a sense of unworthiness? I don't deserve this. I can't do this. My dad told me that I would never amount to anything. What is it that is in the front of your mind that's holding you back? And then the next question you ask yourself is, what do I want to think instead? How do I want to fill my brain up with more positive words? And what would those words be? They don't need to be a paragraph. It could be two words, three words, five words, a sentence. But what is it that I need to excavate and remove from myself and then replenish so that I am living in a truer truth, even if I do not believe it from the beginning, because I'm still trying to get rid of some of those old paradigms that I've been living in. But how do I step into who I want to be instead? Then once you've done that work, that inner work, that energetic work of shifting yourself into greater alignment, that's when you begin to structure your story. And by the way, if you go to flourishmarketing.co/recalibrate, I have a guide to help you with shifting your inner alignment. And it is free. I'm not charging for it. flourishmarketing.co/recalibrate.
Yes.
Then you go and you start using that book that I told you, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, to say, okay, now that I'm showing up as myself, who do I help and why do I help them and what problem do I solve? How do I solve that problem more uniquely than anyone else? Then you start crafting your brand script, and then you take that messaging as the third step. After you've gotten real with yourself, you've gotten clear on who you are, then you get connected with those people who you can help. You take that story and you begin to create content. You write it in email, you write it on blogs, you write it on social. And the main thing is not do I write every day, all day, but just consistently. How can you show up consistently in a natural style that works for you? Some people love to show up on video, so show up on video. Some people are like, oh my God, do not ever take a video of me ever. I would rather write something. So write it down, create a blog post, do social media posting. Whatever feels natural for you is how you want to proceed. So that's what I would recommend for how to show up in a way that makes the most sense for you, so you can be radically authentic and attract the people who you want to attract.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station
on the planet.
Keep it locked.
So, thanks a gazillion times once again. This has been very, very enlightening. Now, the show comes to an end, but the conversation doesn't have to come to an end. How can our listeners or viewers get hold of you and continue this conversation? Aaliyah?
Hi there. So again, my name is Aaliyah Harris, and you can reach me at flourishmarketing.co, not .com, .co. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Aaliyah Harris, AaliyahHarris. I would love to connect with you. While you're there, you can check out content. And while you're on our website, we do have lots of free resources like that recalibration guide that I mentioned, which you can get at flourishmarketing.co/recalibrate.
Yeah, and all those who are looking for all those details, check the descriptions. The links will be there. The links are there. If anything is missing, ask for it and it shall be given you. Aaliyah, what will be your last words, please? Your parting shot.
My parting words of wisdom are to make sure that you are telling the story that you want to be told after you're gone. Now is the time for you to craft your living eulogy, if you will, because when you become a legend, you'll become a legend for something you want to be a legend for or something you don't. So make sure that how you are working and acting and living now is something that you want generations in the future to be told about you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is Aaliyah Harris. Thanks a gazillion times once again, Aaliyah, for your time, your wisdom, and for sharing yourself with the world. Tell legendary stories. You are a legend, after all. Check the descriptions, check her website, follow her on Instagram, find out where else she's active, and follow her there. Now to all our viewers and listeners around the world. Well done.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you at MDN Talk Radio. The conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.